So the question is, how do women like us, age 50 plus, and dealing with high blood pressure, high blood sugars, and rising cholesterol levels, how do we keep our health numbers under control while we're trying to squeeze all the goodness we can from our life? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. Join me as I uncover the secrets of living a plant-based lifestyle, including how to avoid taking medicine simply by eating whole foods, shed the extra fluff around your middle without being hungry or joining a gym, make big lifestyle changes even if you think you have no willpower, eat food you love with no portion control. Let's get your doctor to say, wow, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. All this without meds or restrictive dieting. I'm Robin Wong, and welcome to No Pills, No Hunger. Hi, everyone. Welcome to No Pills, No Hunger. This is Robin Wong, and this is episode 224. I am so glad you're here, and I hope you're having a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and a great start to the month of April. Can you believe it's April? Here we are, starting a new month. Spring is starting to peek its eyes out. It's venture out a little bit here in Northern California, starting to see the trees blossom and the trees get leaves. Last weekend, I had an opportunity to go on a really fabulous hike with a few of my sisters, a few of friends that I haven't seen in a really long time. It was, the wildflowers were out in abundance. And one of our friends that I was with is well-versed in all the types of wildflowers and all their names and their Latin names. And so it was like our own personal field trip, honestly, as we were out enjoying nature, and how refreshing that is to my soul. So I encourage everybody, get out, feel the sun on your face, and spend some time in nature. It is so healing and so invigorating after a long week. So that is my plug for getting outside. But what I want to talk to you today about is about mindset. And so often people poo-poo the whole idea of mindset, unless you've had experience with, yeah, mindset makes a big difference. I know it's talked about a lot in sports, right? If you have been an athlete or work with any athletes, it's a big thing. To reach those next levels, visualization, mantras, all these things, and mindset shifts. It's talked about a lot in business. And those same principles can really be applied to how we're changing and creating our life and our lifestyle, especially when we're trying to get healthy. And so I've addressed it before, but I don't think we address it enough. And I, in my programs, when I work with clients, I, of course, address it, because I really don't believe you can have success unless you are changing how you think about things. And that's partly mindset. And sometimes when we've struggled with our health for a really long time, we think we're doing all the things, and we are doing all these different things, but we're not getting to where we want to be. The result's not there. Our mindset gets kind of stuck. It gets stuck of, oh, I can't do it. There's something wrong with me. It works for everybody else but me. And it's really hard to shift out of that. And we think we're doing different things, but we keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And so you really have to step out of that and into what I like to say is a paradigm shift. To say, okay, I know I want a different result, so I have to do something different. And you might not know what that is, but the idea that you're acknowledging it, then you can start on a different path of trying different things. But so often we try different things, but they're all the same. They're just labeled differently, or they seem slightly different, but yet they're really kind of the same. And you have to really shift out of that. So, if you've been trying a bunch of different stuff, and you've had some success and you've hit a plateau, and you're like, okay, I need to shift things up a little bit more. Or maybe you're just starting on this journey going, I am so miserable. I can't keep feeling exhausted and having GI issues and having brain fog and having my numbers be sky high and worried about my health and where it's going. Then it's really time to say, okay, maybe I need to get some help. Maybe I do need to look at things differently and try a different approach. And that's exactly what I do with clients. I'm so thrilled when they finally make their way to me and step into that willingness to kind of let go of the reins and trust me and my team to show them a new way and help them implement it so they can get on their path and get seen results that they want. It's really a time saver. And it's wonderful. I mean, I'm a huge believer in coaching and mentoring for myself, whether it's in sports or business or learning a new hobby. Time is so precious, so precious. And I don't want to waste it, you know, trying a bunch of different stuff that doesn't work. Just teach me what works so I can get on doing it, right? And that is so true with our health. So true. We don't have, you know, time to waste. Because we don't know how much time we have here. So let's maximize it and be living the lifestyles we want. Okay, so with that said, let's talk about mindset. You know, there's an anonymous quote that says, some quit due to slow progress, never grasping the fact that slow progress is progress. And I want you to let that sink in a little bit. So often I hear people say, I've tried and tried and tried. And when you really look at what they've tried and for how long, it really is a drop in the bucket. So people will come to me and they'll have struggled with their diabetes, blood sugars being high, or their cholesterol or their weight, whatever it is, for years. And we get started and within the first month, they're not seeing results. And they're like, it's not working. It's like, wait. How long have you had this problem? Okay, you know, how long? How many diets have you gone on and lost and gained weight? How long have you had diabetes? It started with pre-diabetes. It started with insulin resistance before you even got diagnosed. How long do you think that's been going on? And you've been trying to do something new for a month? Now we need to give a little more time, okay? So let's be realistic, right? But the point is, you know, some of us quit because of that. It's just not fast enough. We live in a world of instant gratification. So I want you to really be realistic and ask yourself, have I given it enough time? And are some of the things that are, you know, I'm making progress, you know, are they just not these huge flourishes of progress, but they're very slow and steady? And acknowledge that that's still progress. Okay, maybe it looks different. And this is where you have to shift out of that idea of it should look a certain way. It might look very different. With many of my clients, they come and they want their numbers lower, whether it be weight or cholesterol or blood sugars or whatever. Yet what starts happening first is the brain fog lifts. The energy comes back. They start sleeping better. They start having less constipation. These aren't the things they want to see happen, but they're all things that enhance their life. Right? If you're sleeping better and you are having more energy, do you think you can actually be making better choices and preparing your food and getting some exercise? Yeah. So do you see how this all works? It's progress. It's not what it looks like, but it's progress. And it feels slow, but it's still progress. And with that said, I want you to realize that the biggest changes in life start with the smallest steps. They really do. And yet we often do these grand things expecting grand results. And when it doesn't happen that way, we get discouraged. So set a goal, set a big goal, by all means, but then break it up into very small steps so that help you get there. Otherwise it's overwhelming. And you know, we talk about that and we do that in my program. It's like, let's set your goal. I have goals for you, you have goals for you. And then let's break it up to what do you need to do each day to get there. And so, you know, just know that these small changes and this slow progress is what we need to do to make these lifestyle changes with, you know, our healthy eating, with our lifestyle, to be wellness, have wellness in all areas. We need to be making these small changes, okay? And it looks different for everybody. And it's really, I don't want you doing what the person next door is doing. No one in my programs do the exact same thing because they're all individuals. And they all have different bandwidths of what they can take on each week. And this is where, that's where it becomes your lifestyle. And that's what I want you to hold on to, okay? Because if it's your lifestyle, something you like doing and are able to do, then you're gonna continue doing it. And so And it, but you know, you really do have to make some commitment and dedication, right? There's no quick fix. There's no quick fix. I wish there were. If there were, we'd all be happy and healthy, right? But there's no quick fix. And so just know that we need to break it up and not have it be overwhelming. And so a couple of things I want you to keep in mind. This is a journey. It's not a destination, all right? You know, as you start changing how you're eating, changing how you're moving, changing how you're sleeping and handling stress, you know, and you're trying to reach those goals of weight loss or improving your health, you know, you have, like I said, a lot of ideas how it should happen. And I want you to not hold on to that so much. And, you know, your body is going to do what it needs to do first. You really don't have any control over that. Okay, it's kind of like people come to me and they go, oh, I'm losing weight. I'm losing about, you know, 3 pounds a week. It's like, hello, that's awesome. But it's not where I want it to be. I want to be losing it here, but I'm losing it here, whatever the case may be. And it's like, don't really have control over that. Your body's going to adjust how it wants to adjust. Just be happy that you're actually making progress, right? And so that we get really obsessed about how it should be. And instead of really focusing on just the actions we have to take, to those little steps we have to take to get us to where we want to be, and really leaning into things that we have to do to get there, and whether and make it enjoyable. Like, do we need to learn how to cook differently and eat different foods, and just understand that, you know, it's the journey. It's learning those skills that are going to carry forward. And the second thing I think. I try to be really upfront with people when I bring them into my programs. In fact, often I don't take people into my programs because they're just not ready. Because when you talk about challenges, they're like, yeah, I'm not sure if I'm ready to change. No problem. This is not the right spot for you. Okay. You know, when you're ready, come back. But I don't want to bring you into a program and have you, you know, not be committed to it. And just know there's going to be challenges and you're going to have difficult moments. You might get stuck. Those old habits are really hard to get rid of. And that's normal. And some of our biggest breakthroughs actually come out of being stuck, okay, and working through it and being tenacious and figuring out a different way, right, to get unstuck and taking those small steps. So just know that I like to say, getting healthy and reaching your goals is never linear. It's a very windy, curvy road, and often takes longer than we think. So just know that and be prepared for that. But just know that you have the strength to get through the challenges. And sometimes that's the benefit of having a mentor, right? Is having someone help you through that and problem solve it and realize that, oh, this is normal. Okay. And here's some tips to get through it. And then you get on your way again. The other thing is that every journey is really personal. It really is. And you'll find your own way through this process of better eating and living and however it looks for you. And again, like I said earlier, don't assume that someone else's way of doing it is going to work for you. It might not. It might. But, you know, I'm a big fan of taking all the information from other people's advice and then you mold it into something that works for you. So it's never identical to whatever they're doing. It's a combination of many things that then works for you. It's kind of like a recipe. You take a basic recipe and you're like, yeah, I don't think I want that, or I have this on hand, I'm going to add that. And it comes out very different. You have the skeleton of the original recipe, but then you fine tune it to work for your tastes and your you know, your time constraints or whatever it is. So it's very personal. Just remember that. And so, you know, when you start treating it like a journey, you start enjoying it a little bit more. It's less about the ultimate goal. Of course, the goal is always out there. We set a goal, so we have some place to aim. But it's really about enjoying the journey along the way. And it's really not about perfection. It's all about progress. Okay, remember that. No one's perfect. It's easy to get stuck. And, you know, so often we'll ask our clients, you know, have you stuck to the you know, eating regimen that we put forth? And they'll say no. And it's like, that's never a problem. Yeah, but when I talk to them, they stuck to it about 90%. That's awesome. So they had some deviation and they're still able to reach their goals, right? They're still able to get to reach their goals. There's going to be times that you're busy, you're hungry, you're eating out, you're out of ideas, you're sick of cooking, whatever it is, just realize that that's normal and still don't completely quit. Stay on, you know, moving forward in some way. Okay. Just keep that in mind. And I think sometimes when we make these goals, you know, I kind of look at it, there's like these two types that you can kind of choose from. You can, in quotes, be good, or you can, in quotes, getting better. The first type is kind of performance oriented. You know, you have an ideal or an idealized concept of what good, in quotes, and, you know, it is that we go toward. Like, it might look like I'm going to only eat vegetables all day long, right? Every day. And when you don't achieve that ideal, you feel like you have failed. Okay. You feel like you have failed, and that doesn't feel good. And then that's often people quit. But the idea of, if you think about the other way you can choose from with goals of just getting better, those goals are more process oriented goals in which the journey and the destination are undivided. Okay. They're one and the same. So a person is striving to improve rather than meet this idea of good or perfection. I hope that makes sense. So, you know, that's what I want you to lean into. If you think about trying to be 1% better every single day, if we could truly be 1% better from yesterday to today, and you did that every single day, you know, at the end of the year, think about where you would be. You know, I mean, you'd be 365% better, right? If you did 1% every single day. And that's huge. So even if we did half of that, that's huge, right? So if you look at it from that perspective, even if you did 0.5% every day, right? That would be pretty awesome. So just this idea of getting better is the mindset that is more effective for long-term success. And there's research that backs that up. So that's the mindset I want you to work with. You know, those getting better goals are, you know, really, I think, better able to give us more pleasure because we see these tangible small improvements along the way that make this journey, you know, seem doable, really seem doable. And I think that it's just an easier way to live. I mean, who wants to be pushing for, you know, perfection all the time? Because it's just unattainable. It just really is. And so just know that progress is way more important than perfection. And whatever happened yesterday with how maybe you didn't exercise enough, or maybe you ate something you didn't want to eat, or maybe you didn't get enough sleep or should have drank more, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. It's done. It's over. Let it go. Embrace and celebrate each day as you make progress on this personal journey. The other thing I want to touch on is this idea of your why. And you can say a why that makes you cry. Okay, that's how I know you're really there. And when you're able to connect with the reasons you want to have different health, and you're able to connect on that emotional level, that's compelling. And that why is so important to give you the leverage you need to make that lasting change. So today I was talking to a client, and this client struggles with acid reflux, GERD. And, you know, we've been working on it for a while. And, you know, it gets really hard when you're out with family and friends. Like, you know, when you struggle with GERD for a long period of time, you know what your triggers are for the most part. And, you know, this person really wants better health. Most of us we care about our health. There's no doubt. Yet sometimes we're in situations that we get caught up in the moment, or we feel peer pressure, or we're just tired of making these choices that, you know, and our old habits start to resurface. And so we lapse into those old habits maybe. And this particular person did that while eating out, and then suffered the whole, you know, next 2 days, and had been on vacation. And so those next 2 days were really impacted by not feeling good. And so, you know, you can look at it two ways. You can remember your why are you doing this? I want to be healthier, but it can also be, I don't want to feel like that. I don't want to waste 2 days of my life feeling bad. Okay. And I want to feel good. I don't want to waste any time feeling bad, feeling like that. And when you go there, then it makes your choices very different. It makes your choices very different because you know what to avoid to not go there for the most part. Okay. So just really understand that why and what that's so emotional for you. And for many people that I talk to, it's not going on vacation with a bag full of medicines. It's not having their children take care of them. It's they don't want to be bedridden or in a wheelchair or sick and not able to go out and do the things they want to do. So some of those things are very motivating for a lot of people. And so I urge you right now, what is it about you that you want? You know, what is it you want most for your health? What motivates you? You know, people will say, oh, I want to lose weight because I'll feel better. No, go deeper. What's the next level down? Why do you want that? It's like, well, I mean, I would fit into better clothes. I'd be able to do what I want. Yeah, but why do you want that? I'd have more confidence. Yeah, why do you want confidence? Because then I could go out and live the life I want to live. I could be living my purpose. I could be living my dream. I could be, you know, be making an impact in the world. I could be showing up differently for my family and being able to feel confident going on a hike with my family. Whatever it is for you, keep asking why till you get to that emotional, in your gut, you'll know. And then when things get rough and you want, you know, that's where you go. That's the leverage you need to really move you forward, okay? And so, you know, having that really, because if you think about humans, there's two main forces that motivate us, okay, just biologically. And the first one is to avoid pain. And the second one is to gain pleasure. It's how our brains are wired from long ago. And, you know, when you want to achieve something, you need to combine those two motivating factors. So think about the pain of not changing right now. Okay, like I explained, that GERD or whatever that physical symptom is, maybe for you, if you have diabetes, it's the complications that can come with that, which can be pretty severe. Dialysis, amputation, all those things. So you want to, you know, avoid the pain. And so think about what that pain of not changing might be. And then it might be also the pleasure of changing immediately. Okay. So the pain gives you the short-term motivation while the pleasure will serve your long-term goals. Okay. You know, so think about the pleasure of being able to not have your kids have to take care of you as you age, to be able to enjoy your retirement, traveling, whatever that is. So you almost need both of them. And the important thing to note is that the pleasure and pain are immediate feelings. And people who make lifestyle changes have reasons that give them immediate pleasure and help them avoid immediate pain. So you might have long-term goals for creating a new lifestyle, such as staying healthy or losing weight. But those take time. So think about your immediate goals because they'll give you the emotion you need and the will to really choose this new lifestyle over the old ways, okay? So that's what I want you to focus on. And so, you know, really work on those whys. Those whys are so important. And, you know, try to come up with what your why is and just keep digging deeper. There's a thing saying, safe why five times. And that helps you get to the really deep emotional connection of why you want to do something. And if you keep asking yourself that, it will just help you get there and then hold on to that. So give yourself a go. That's your homework, okay? Once you reach why number five, the reason to change becomes a must. It's not just no longer a good idea. It becomes, there's no way I can't do this. I have to do this. It's no more I should. it's I have to, and I'm going to, and that commitment gets there. All right. Hope this helps. I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in today. I know there's about a million ways you can spend your time, and I really do appreciate that you spent some time with me. Thank you. If you got something out of this episode and know someone who would also appreciate it, make sure to share it with them. We are all trying to get healthier in order to live well, and you can show them you care about their health by sharing these messages. Want to start improving your health today? One place I like to start with clients is breakfast, since morning habits are the easiest to build. That's why I created a guide called 3 Breakfasts to Lower Blood Sugars, which includes easy, delicious recipes for my favorite meals to start the day. Pick it up today for free at page.nutritionwithrobinrdn.com/guide, or click the link for 3 breakfasts to lower blood sugar in the show notes. Thanks again, and see you in the next episode.